Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast brought to you by the Talking About My Generation news team, who are setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Pauline and I'm here to talk with Tony about his three tracks and his luxury item and also the book he would choose when he's on the desert island. Tony, what would be your first track?
The first song I would take is one of my favourite artists, and not many people have heard of him. He's called Bim Sherman, and he died actually in 2000. And for a reggae artist, he had an obituary in the Times, which is quite a rare accolade. And he has a Jamaican-type voice, but he plays the Eastern instruments. So it's this East meets West, and I really like the song My Whole World, and that would be my first choice.
So you've chosen a real eclectic mix of cultures and music there, Tony.
Yeah, Bim Sherman is really definitely one of my favourites.
And who have you chosen for your second track?
The second one is by Matty Shahu, and the song is called I Will Be Light. Now, Matty Shahu, again, is a Jewish man singing reggae. I like that mix, and he's very, it started off very orthodox, but would do stage dives into the audience, which is quite unusual. I Will Be Light is a brilliant song. I love the lyrics.
And you also clearly love the performance. So what would be your third track, Tony?
Finally, this is a bit of a quieter song. It's Nico. She used to perform with the Velvet Underground, and she used to live in Manchester. And the song I would choose is These Days. Again, it's a bit of a folk song, but I like the lyrics in it.
That sounds fascinating, Tony. What a wonderful choice. And which book would you choose to take with you?
Right. I've actually got this book, but I've not managed to read it. And it's called The Making of Americans, by Gertrude Stein, and the reason I've picked it is because it's 936 pages, so I would have plenty to read on the desert island. I've got to about page 400 at the moment. I've not touched it for a couple of years, but it's just a long book, and I'd like to read that on the island.
Sounds like it's almost as long as War and Peace. And finally, Tony, what would be your luxury item?
Well, I was thinking a Scrabble set, because you can play that by yourself and just keeps your mind alive, making up crosswords and playing word games. So I think a Scrabble set would be my choice.
That sounds like a wonderful choice. You could play politics by yourself.
Yes.
And thank you, Tony.
Yes, thanks for having me as a guest. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest edition of the Changing the Record podcast. For all previous episodes and for the latest news, views and nostalgia for Greater Manchester, check out our website talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk.